Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz is alongside. We're happy to be with you wherever you are in a lot of different markets across the country, including Chicago, although we're not supposed to be right now. So if you hear us over the air in Chicago, now, you may be in Chicago and you picked us up on the Odyssey app as the station there is playing the Cubs. But last night, you did hear us. You did hear us, even though you were looking for the Cubs because of the audio issues, not with the station, not with the Cubs, but with this pop-up facility that they've got out in Sacramento. Wi-Fi issues, internet issues. The radio for Oakland, I'm going to call it that for a while. The radio for the A's crapping out. Eventually, they had to just have the update guy back at the studio giving like play-by-play of the game. And then finally, the radio. You turn on the radio, you're listening for the radio broadcast. It was the TV feed. And so technical issues, it's not the worst thing in the world. But it was just a bad sort of environment. And it's starting to pit two cities against each other that don't need to be pitted against each other. Sacramento and Oakland, as if they weren't pitted each other a little bit already. You know, the Kings and the Warriors, although I guess they bolted ship to San Francisco too. And, you know, different rivalries you have with different cities throughout the state. But this game last night, and right now the Cubs are up 5-4 against the Athletics, top of the fourth. And that's a really annoying thing that I keep pointing out. Maybe you don't care, but they're not called Sacramento. Their abbreviation isn't Sacramento. They are just known as the Athletics, because what they are is a team that was in Oakland, and now they're playing in Sacramento for a little bit, and then they're going to go to Las Vegas. And I am not taking at face value, first of all, that they are going to Las Vegas. That's another part of this thing. The stadium still needs money. There's not a lot of excitement there. They've got an option with this facility that they're in Sacramento that they can stay an additional year. Right now, they're there through 2027. They could stay an additional year. But Jeff Passan writing, it could be as late now as 2029. If it's 2029 when the A's get to Vegas, that'll be 5, 6, 7, 8. That'll be 4 years in Sacramento, which you moved a team out of Oakland to go to Las Vegas. A 4-year pit stop seems pretty absurd to me. So let me start at the beginning and just remind you about the issues that I have with this whole thing. And I think that one of the issues I have is with John Fisher, the owner of the Athletics. And another big issue I have with this is how laissez-faire, how complacent, how apathetic, the word I think I wanted, people that aren't a part of this have become. And I don't act like I'm a part of it. I'm not from Oakland. I'm not in Oakland. I have been to Oakland a few times. Okay? But there's a lot of Oakland issues, like every city has issues, that I'm not going to pretend to know. But what I do know is I've seen a lot of people that have talked about Oakland in a way where they are blaming Oakland for what is happening. They are blaming Athletics fans for what is happening when it should be John Fisher, the owner of the A's, is quite literally to me the only person you should blame. Because he did this. So John Fisher, they get in, his family gets in, he gets in, he's the owner of the Athletics, got a lot of money. And he's not thrilled with the town, he's not thrilled with the stadium, he's not thrilled with the team, he's not thrilled with spending money. You think as the owner of a pro sports team, you know, you can make money on accident. There's a lot of teams in baseball that they don't seem like they're even trying to win. They turn a profit somehow. It shouldn't be that hard. Give your fans an engaging product and give them the allure that you're trying to win. I root for a small market team in the Milwaukee Brewers. And it can be very easy to be very apathetic about baseball and say, small market, they're never going to have a chance. Why root for them? They're never going to win a World Series. I don't believe they will. I don't believe I will ever see one in my lifetime. I believe they've gotten close at times, but I don't think I'm not holding out hope and I'm not reverse jinxing it. I really don't think so. I really don't. If you said, Bart, you need to make a prediction. You either get $100 if they win a World Series in your lifetime, or you get $1 million if they don't. You get $100 if they don't and $1 million if they do. That's what I meant to say. I would take the 100. It's not worth it. A million to one odds. I just don't think that ever going to. But I bring that up because even if the Brewers don't think that also, they at least show us they try. Yeah, they let guys go and they make trades or whatever. But you go there and you feel like this is a team that's trying to win. They're just, you know, they don't have the resources. They're not waving the white flag, though. They're developing internationally. They're trying to make trades on the margins. You know, they're getting guys up and signing them to long-term deals. They're making trades. They're doing enough for me to think that this is a valuable use of my time, even if I don't think I'm going to get the result that I want. Oakland was not doing that. Oakland was doing the other thing. There was one mission for John Fisher over the last 15 years, and that was to make his fans so apathetic. Drink, that's our secret word of the day. We're like Pee Wee Herman. We're adding that into the show. But that was the goal. The goal was to beat down and bruise and batter these fans, so that leaving would be not only easy, but subject to as little pushback as possible. And that appears to be what happened, because I've taken more calls than I wish I did. And you may be fired up to have one right now. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, let's just not talk tonight. If you're going to say Oakland didn't do enough to keep their team, I don't want to hear it. Especially if you're in the same boat as me, where you don't live there. This is an owner that has put no resources into his stadium. He's put no resources into the team. He's wanted people to turn against the A's, which people haven't necessarily turned against the A's. They used to have bigger fan bases. Well, where did they go? Why did they stop coming? Because they don't believe in the owner. Because they don't want to continue to go support a guy who is not investing in the team and then investing in them. Were they supposed to? Were they supposed to keep giving their money hand over fist to some guy who hates being a part of the city? Now goes to Sacramento, and then all of a sudden they spent a little more money in the offseason? On players, at least. Were they supposed to do that? At some point, you're like, you don't deserve my time. Because if the Brewers got into this position where the owner was just like, I don't care. Well, then I'd stop going too. Screw you. You take our favorite. This is the problem with sports. This is a big problem with sports. Is that our favorite thing, an institution, something we love, is a part of somebody's portfolio, or at least something that they own. Teams, the somebody's property. How many people went to opening day across the country this year? It's like a tradition. It's something they do. They've done it 30 times with their dad. And then, you know, this is the first one their dad wasn't around. And then him and his brothers and sisters, they went all special. And, you know, in tribute. And it's all these different stories. And you take your kid to your first one. And you can't do that this year because the team moved. And guess who's getting blamed for it? You. Because John Fisher, over the last 15 to 20 years, systematically beat down A's fans to where he could move, and then we, with a bird's eye view, could say, oh yeah, A's fans, they didn't deserve a team. They didn't deserve a team. They didn't deserve this owner, is what they didn't deserve. So he moves the team. And then now what? You move to Sacramento because you can't get to Vegas yet. There's nowhere you could have played in Vegas? No, I guess not. So you're playing in Sacramento. So now you bring another team into the mix. Another city into the mix. And last night's game, there were a lot of issues in last night's game. Last night's game, there was a drone that a ball boy had to catch that was in the outfield. The media tent is like a chicken shack, as if there was, you know, these players have to go into this shed. A lot of fans left early, sixth inning. The broadcast already tonight is pitting the Bay Area against Sacramento, saying, well, you had a lot of these guys come up here, and eventually they're going to stop doing that. You know, because there were a lot of A's fans that went to Sacramento to put the sell signs up and to boo. And I mean, they have every right to do that. They have every right to do that. But the broadcast already saying, you know, this will taper down. This will die down a little bit. The radio and television feeds were terrible. There's an article at sfgate.com. It wasn't just the A's radio feed experiencing issues. The fifth inning also saw both the Cubs' English feed and A's Spanish radio broadcast experience massive technical issues. The A's Spanish broadcast went silent for multiple minutes before it switched to playing music instead of sticking with the dead air. Meanwhile, the Cubs' English feed went dark for several seconds before their production quickly switched to sports talk radio, which was discussing men's college basketball. That was this show last night. when we were talking about and listening to the coaches and talking how they've never won a title, and that was us.
Yeah, we made it.
We made it. We made it. As a not referenced by name part of a story, we made it. But I've had different people send me screenshots throughout the day, either on Twitter or Facebook or like these group chats from Cubs fans trying to listen to the radio to listen to the Cubs, and instead they've got Bart Winkler on. And so how many times do I, as a bit, but not really, say, I want more coverage, I want more attention, I want articles written about me, I want more exposure, right? The time that I crack a little bit is the one time people don't want to hear my voice at all. They're trying to listen to the Cubs game in the greater Chicagoland area, and they're listening to me, which they like to listen to me, perhaps. Perhaps nightly they do, but I've been listening to the Cubs game. I get it. I get it. So, finally, it's like the people, there are plenty of people listening last night. A lot of you guys listen on purpose. I thank you for that. A lot of people listening not on purpose and not thrilled with it. So I wonder, though, with this whole situation, because I think what John Fisher did to Oakland was terrible. And he's made these fans the scapegoat for his move. And I also think, and I've blamed other fans already for calling in and trashing on Oakland fans, that was the point. The point was to make it so bad that nobody wanted to come so that you would blame the fans. Well, what if that happened to your team? The precedent's been set that you will be blamed. If you had an owner, you'll say, oh, no, I would always support my team. All right. Fast forward 15 years after 15 years of this. You still buying 20 packs? You still investing your hard-earned money every night? You're probably not. Maybe you get to a game for posterity's sake. There's 6,000 people there. But you didn't stand up for Rays fans, so why should anybody stand up for you? No owner voted against this. Did any owner even speak up and say, hey, this kind of sucks? No. Why? Because they don't want to take away that opportunity for themselves. Not that, like, the Dodgers are going to move or the Yankees are going to move or whatever. But there's plenty of other teams that, hey, John Fisher did it in 15 years. That's a nice blueprint. Maybe I'll do it in 7. Maybe I'll get to a bigger market. There's only 30 of us clubs. Doesn't seem like they're expanding anytime soon. No, play one town against another town. That's been a playbook forever. Oh my God, are we moving? Didn't this just happen with the White Sox? The White Sox! Nashville's coming up as a possible destination where the Chicago White Sox can move? I mean, it can happen to anybody. And now what has John Fisher done? Now he's taking a team to Sacramento before he eventually rips him out of there and takes him to Las Vegas. Well, what do you do if you're a Sacramento citizen? Do you say, hey, it's not fair what happened with Oakland? I'm just not going to enjoy it? There's one tweet I saw from a California state senator. She took a few pictures with her at the game. Very harmless. Sacramento showed up like they always do. The stadium and the city shined. The score didn't matter to me. I got to take my sweet firstborn son to an MLB game in Sacramento. And I watched hundreds of other families doing the same. What an amazing opportunity. I can't fault her for that. She didn't have any say in this. She lives in this town. All of a sudden, MLB just plops there. How do you not go? How do you not want to check this out? There's a Major League Baseball team in your city. No matter how badly they moved, look what's in front of you. Do you see a beautiful girl at the bar? Do you see a handsome man at the bar? Do you go up to him or her, or they show interest in you? Fellas, pretty girl comes up to you and says, hey, I'd like to spend some time with you. Do you look at her and say,
Was your last relationship ended by a 15-year systematic beatdown of the person you were with? Because if so, I got to be solidarity with them.
No.
And then she says, well, you know, I might leave in 3 years to go to Vegas. And you say, oh, that's okay. I'll just enjoy the time we have. But you're thinking, maybe I can convince her long term to be with me and not move. Maybe I could. Maybe I can convince this guy my roots are here.
I still feel like this ends poorly. I still feel like Sacramento is going to really kind of like having a team there. And they're not going to want it to go to Las Vegas. And I think that's part of the play why they accepted this in the first place. Because there's no other way that Sacramento gets a team. I'm not calling them a minor league city. They have a major league team. But Major League Baseball was not going to come there. They got an NBA team, but Major League Baseball was not going to come there. It, by accident, got there. And so you kind of want to make it work. Because if I'm a Sacramento citizen, I'm like, all right, we're in a minor league ballpark, but let's show out. Let's show that we support them. And then maybe we can have this. And I think, long term, that might be the play. Long term, if Sacramento shows out and shows up, and the stadium's not getting built on time, and John Fisher needs more money elsewhere, he can then say, you know what? Rather than go through another hurdle and start over, I am going to sell this team. I'm going to sell this franchise. One of these rare pieces of property, I'm going to sell it. And guess what? You've already got three bidders. You've got Sacramento, who doesn't want it to leave. You've got Oakland, who thinks they might be able to get a team back and a team without you. And then you've got Las Vegas. Problem with that is it doesn't seem like, and there may be people in Las Vegas that are like, oh, no, I want a team. It doesn't seem like you're in the majority. It seems like Las Vegas residents, on the most part, would be like, yeah, I mean, if it comes here. But I don't see a lot of people saying we need to get this team right now. Or, oh, no, there's a delay. I mean, constantly there's things being voted against in terms of how much money residents there want to pony up. So we see these two different teams playing in these smaller parks. And for the Rays, we saw what happened with Tropicana Field. We know there's problems trying to get a stadium long term. It's a team that's trying to hang on, or a town that's trying to hang on to their team. This is just, I don't even feel like good watching it. And it's a more intimate setting, and you might like get attracted, like, oh, wow, this is really cool and special, and it's a nicer feel. And you might say, oh, this is a neat thing. Don't get sucked into that. Everything about this is evil. But I can't blame the Sacramento fans for showing up. And I'm not going to blame Oakland fans for going and trying to trash the party. I just don't think we should normalize how this happened, why it's happened, or why it's continuing to happen. And I just hate that we got some shrapnel from John Fisher not having a ballpark good enough that now people heard me last night and hate me just because I was on the radio when I shouldn't have been. That's what it's all about. It's about me. It is about me. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. One of the most coveted awards in sports is the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. So the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week, as given out by the Bart Winkler Show. Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the armed forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. And you can learn more at NavyFederal.org. It is the start of the baseball season. We want to honor somebody from the diamond, and we've got someone we can do that for, Nathan Eovaldi. He goes the full nine innings. First guy to do that this year as the Rangers beat the Reds 1-0 tonight. Gave up just four hits, did strike out eight. So nine solid innings, 99 pitches. You know, sometimes those first games, you don't want to get up to 90. You don't want to get up to 100. He stays just south of 100. And a really good start for him. And a really good start for the Rangers, beating the Reds 1-0, improving to 4-2 on the season. Once again, he is our Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Talking a little bit about the Athletics, as they've got their game in Sacramento now, finally, under the belt. They've got another one tonight, and they'll have 81 of these things. And last night's scene's a little weird. There were some sell-the-team chants, and there were some people, I think, from the Bay Area that came up to try to ruin the party. I feel like I would have done something very similar in that situation. I blame their move on a systematic beatdown of the fans by John Fisher. Very meticulous, very planned. Never appears in public. He's like a ghost. Let's all the minions get the shrapnel from fans. And then he just ducks out of town. Now goes to Sacramento for 3 years before they go to Vegas. If they go to Vegas. If they go to Vegas. I don't know what the odds would be, but that's something I would make a bet on. I would make a bet on that. They're going to try to build a stadium. Oh, now they don't have the funding. He still needs to put up like $1 billion. I think the other part of this that I haven't mentioned, why other fans kind of like pile on A's fans, is because you're intrigued with going to a baseball game in Vegas. Even if it's not your team. You know, Vegas trip's still a rite of passage for many. You may never believe this, but I had my bachelor party there. I did. I'm that guy. It was a co-bachelor party. I was with another guy. We got married around the same time and had the same group of friends. So we talked and decided let's do something big, which we did. And going to Vegas, there's nothing embarrassing about it. It's a fun time. I think it's got more expensive than it used to be. But I'm embarrassed to say I had my bachelor party in Vegas. Where I wanted to have it was Dubuque, Iowa. But nobody wanted to go. So Vegas it was. And we were young, so whatever. They've got the stadium in Sacramento for 3 years. There's the option for another year. I think if we play this out, John Fisher might get into a situation where he's playing Sacramento against Vegas and also against Oakland, puts the team up for sale, and makes out like a bandit after all this. I don't know if that's his grand plan, if he's Oz behind the curtain here, but I do know that he will do the thing that nets him the most money. He's thought for the longest time that would be Vegas, but if another situation presents itself, I think maybe he goes down that road. Steve is in Oakland, 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, all those fans that were trying to rain on the parade were probably at Tesla dealerships over the weekend, too. But anyway...
Oh, boy.
I had to start a fire. But anyway, I don't think the Athletics will ever set foot in the state of Nevada. Dave Stewart is actually trying to head up a group to purchase the team and move it to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not sure, you know, how possible that is. He's also talking about an expansion team if he could get the A's to move there. But I think Sacramento's going to fall in love with the A's. And you said something about John Fisher tanking the team. They're not doing that anymore. They signed Brent Rooker to a long-term deal, Lawrence Butler. They kept Mason Miller. They could have traded him. They held on to him. And they signed Severino. So I think they're going to try and build a winner. They have a lot of young talent. I think Sacramento's going to fall in love with the team. They'll build a nice big ballpark for them. And, you know, for years they tried to look into moving to San Jose, and the Giants always blocked it because they said that was their territory. So I don't really like putting all the blame on Fisher. You got to blame the politicians also. If we had some Republicans in the state, I believe the A's would still be in Oakland.
Oh, okay. Another one. All right, Steve.
I'm a little political, too.
All right. Okay. All right, Steve. Good call. And I do understand, and I don't know, that's why I prefaced, there's like some political stuff to it. I don't know what it all is. And that's why I'm not pretending to. Because there's stadiums and there's blocking and like Milwaukee wants an NHL team. I think there's some rule that the Blackhawks won't let us get one. And I don't know. That's up for debate whether that exists or not. But it's weird. It's weird. But there are those kind of territorial things that come into play. That's why there was a 20-year fight between the Orioles and the Nationals that finally got worked out television-wise. Because their markets are very close to each other. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. We could take more calls. Sports on this. That's the angle I chose to take it. I would not mind if you joined me. Right now, let's get an update from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. It's just the Athletics. That is their name. They go by no other name. They are the Athletics. They are currently playing in Sacramento just for 3 years is what we are supposed to believe, and then they're going to move to Las Vegas. Or are they? They lost to the Cubs last night, big, 18-3. They are losing to the Cubs right now, 7-4. It's the top of the seventh. If you are listening to us in Chicago on 670 The Score, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to be here till later. I know there's some radio malfunctions last night. That's the A's fault, not us. But stick around or grab us on the Odyssey app or SiriusXM Channel 375. Let's take a few more calls. Let's get to Alex in Arizona.
Carlos, can you help me? My thing froze. If you could put on Alex in Arizona.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up? Yeah.
Perfect. Nothing. I'm willing to bet you money, and I'll ask you a quick question because you're a soccer guy, so I'm curious. I've always been curious about this, but I'll make a point on the A's first. I will bet you money that there's an NBA team in NBA arena in Vegas before the A's.
Ooh! No. I want to tail that. I like that.
And my point is with the soccer and how do you even better?
I think there's going to be an NBA team on Mars before there's an MLB team in Vegas.
I agree with you. I was up there a week ago, and that site does not even look big enough for an MLB stadium. Or see, like it's even fully cleaned yet. But my point on the soccer and how this relates is, you don't see soccer teams move. There's never been an EPL team that's moved, have there? I see a Richmond or Manchester United. Like they need a new stadium. It's almost like they almost need a new stadium as well. But they're not threatening to move. Has there ever been an EPL team that's moved like you have here?
No, EPL is not that I can think of. EPL is different because, every city's got a team. There's nowhere to move. There's six levels, five levels of soccer there. There's really nowhere to move. There's clubs all over the place. And so you don't really see teams move because obviously a little smaller of a country, but there's nowhere to move.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, I think an NBA team's going to be in Vegas before the A's get there. And not only that, they're going to have a new arena before the A's stadium even breaks ground.
Let me see here. The most famous case of a football club relocating in English football history, Alex, I'll answer the question. Thanks for the call. Is Arsenal in 1913? They moved from Woolwich in southeast London to Highbury in north London, a difference of about 10 miles. Now, teams have moved stadiums before, but they try to stay in the same sort of area. Like London, a lot of these teams are in London. And West Ham's a team I root for. They moved a while ago. They were at Boiling Ground. Now they took over London Stadium. So teams do get bigger stadiums. They do that, but they don't move necessarily. Maybe at like the smallest levels, but these clubs, there's deep ties to the community. There's deep history. So stadium relocations, yes. And stadium upgrades, yes, but not a lot of movement. There's a tweet from the last dive bar. They've been very proponents. They've held, they love the A's, and they hate John Fisher, and they've been very much, an advocate for Oakland and everything. But they've got a picture from the game tonight. There's still a lot of empty seats, so it's game two in Oakland or Sacramento. And there are a lot of empty seats. They say, this isn't an Oakland thing, folks. This isn't a Sacramento thing either. This is a John Fisher thing. Chris is in Maryland. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, there you go. Alex and you are finally getting on it. Because, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, the AFL merged with the NFL. MLB expanded pretty well.
Yep.
And the NBA merged with the ABA. And since then, and then into the late 70s, you're cool. Since then, since the middle 70s, the NFL's lost, cities have lost and moved franchises more than anybody. And they're the most successful. MLB is only, I can remember, since then, there's been a lot of expansion, new teams.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the NFL, they seem to replace Cleveland, Baltimore, with other football teams. But MLB, I think it's only been Montreal and now Oakland. And that, and it's, yeah, because you get the roots and you get the things there. And it's got, I don't know what it is. Is this a Vegas thing now that Vegas, all this, I mean, the Raiders flop back and forth. The Chargers, what, San Diego lost them. I don't know, but it's not an MLB thing. It's got to be an owner. And then I guess here's my question. So in these MLB, NFL, is there any way to stop someone from moving? Like, do the other owners have to approve moving and all this nonsense?
Yeah, it did go up to, like, the other owners unanimously approved that the A's were, they didn't, nobody stopped them. They took a vote, they approved, they let them move.
It looks like Oakland's like, let's everybody, it's hard to say, but yeah, I don't know who to blame, but I'm Sacramento, have a baseball team, support it. Keep it, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but yeah, it's not an MLB. As long as, yeah, he doesn't sound like a good owner, but who's to say what's right? The Rams are the worst case scenario, right? LA to St. Louis to LA. But, all right, buddy. All right, nice conversation. Now I'll hear your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Chris in Maryland, ending that one. I thought he was going somewhere, but must have felt the clock. Vegas is interesting. Vegas is interesting. It's a very interesting town in its own right. First of all, they built a city in the middle of the desert. But it's a very interesting town in its own right. And especially as a sporting landscape, because Vegas has been like the home of big time events, boxing and, wrestling and this kind of stuff. They've been adding more, but now adding teams has been interesting. A football team, coincidentally, moved from Oakland to Vegas. They do have Summer League there for the NBA. They've had other events. They do the NBA Cup there, at least have for 2 years. And it seems like they'll get a team at some point. Hockey went there, and hockey was a huge success. The Golden Knights have been a huge success, and they were the first ones to get in. And they were a huge success. And I do feel like a lot of people around Las Vegas, and you guys may know if you're there better than me, but that's like the premier kind of thing. The Raiders are interesting. The Raiders are interesting because I do feel like the Raiders have been a team that they're not totally defined by a city. You know, they were in Las Vegas, or they were in L.A. and Oakland, and even flirting with moving to San Antonio, and then just like the Raiders Black and its association with 90s culture. There's just, Raider Nation feels like Raiders Nation. Feels like Raiders Nation. But being in Vegas, when you play in Vegas, and now you're giving Las Vegas so many options. The more options you give them, it's hard to, like, extend your dollar. I talk about Milwaukee being a smaller market town. This was one of those rare nights where the Brewers were in town and the Bucks were in town at the same time. And it's like, both stadiums looked a little more empty than normal. We don't have the amount of people that are going to use discretionary income to go to one of these games on a Tuesday night. And if they are, they're going to have to pick one. And Vegas, eventually, they're going to get spread thin. And oh, by the way, they've got all these other big events that try to come there, whether it's like rugby from New Zealand or F1 or whatever. There's always different things that are trying to come there. But what we've seen with football, the Raiders, is, yeah, there's still a home crowd, and I think they still get some people from California But also, that's become a destination. I tried to go there this year for a Packer game. Wow. I mean, tickets were, it wasn't even, we completely wrote it off right away. Just because to try to get out there was, or maybe it was 2 years ago, but it was so, like, expensive because that's, like, a trip now for people. Oh, we'll go to Vegas. And then you see the same thing you see with these LA games. These teams are moving and the stadiums are full, but it's certainly not full with people wearing the color of the jersey for the team that's in their town. It's with visitors. 888-710-4ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.